The city of Philadelphia is at risk of losing hundreds of contract workers after federal grants from the CDC are being cut years ahead of time. Among the funding on the chopping block, grants for Philly's epidemiology labs that help detect disease outbreaks, vaccines for kids, and a citywide project to address health disparities. Public health expert Dr. Tareem Burrows at Drexel has serious concerns about abandoning disease prevention efforts.
Things can come back, as we have seen with many viruses, measles, for example. And so we need to stay resolute and ensure that these things don't come back. It's essentially preventative care.
Health department officials say they're exploring all options. It's unclear whether the city will tap the general fund to fill the gap. The Food Bank of Delaware lost nearly 1 million meals from the U.S. Department of Agriculture after emergency funding was frozen by the Trump administration. Rob Gurney of Lutheran Community Services says his group depends on the food bank to help stock its pantries.
We rely on the food that they're able to obtain, and they pass that along to us. And undoubtedly, it's going to impact the quality of food and the amount of food that we get.
The Food Bank of Delaware is calling on the community to help fill the shortfall. The Trump administration also canceled grants that allowed schools, nonprofits, and food pantries to purchase food from local farms. Mostly gray skies out there on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 44 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We're expecting spotty showers for the remainder of the afternoon, then just cloudy skies once we get into the evening. Clouds persist into and through the night. Tomorrow, though, looks like things should be clearing out. Windy conditions expected as well for Tuesday. Temperatures not going to be moving in the upwards direction. We're looking at an even cooler day tomorrow. Mid-40s, the expected high for Tuesday. Then we bump back up to about 50 on Wednesday. 44 at the moment in Chester, Reading sitting at 42, Atlantic City at 45, and in Princeton it's 44 degrees. You're listening to WHYY.